We have Teresa Demers here from Lightspeed Aviation. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent today. Delighted to be with you guys and another day at Oshkosh.
Well,
another day.
The delight with us will be cured momentarily.
Yeah, right.
You're with Lightspeed Aviation.
You can say that slightly faster.
Lightspeed Aviation.
There you go.
Okay. We'll edit that out. Lightspeed Aviation, you're in the business of headsets?
That's right. We make headsets for pilots. And that's all we do. So we work on everything for pilots. We listen to pilots, work with pilots, and make headsets for pilots.
Well, shouldn't the name be SoundSpeed then?
Well, it's a name that got started long, long time ago, and it stuck.
Okay.
Well, I hope their production methods are as fast as their company name.
There you go.
You order it, and 10 minutes later, it shows up at the front
right.
door.
They have this little mythical guy. His name's Hermes. His delivery.
Now, I was going to say, looking at your website this morning, I saw that you not only make headsets, but sunglasses as well.
We do have some aviator sunglasses. They are a special type that solves some problems for pilots as the eyes get a little older. Sometimes we need prescription glasses and sunglasses, and sometimes both at the same time, and sometimes only one or the other. And so our sunglasses are designed to solve that problem with the flip-up sun shields. And so you put your own prescription lens in there, and they're made out of the same composite alloys that our headsets are made out of, so they you can get a kind of a matched set.
Okay. I just want to know if you make a set of glasses that will go underneath the headset cushions and still allow them to seal properly.
We do. Actually, our headsets are designed to do that. We have a special zone in the padding of the ear seals that are specifically designed to make it more comfortable to wear with glasses and sunglasses.
See? Thought of that.
I'm liking this already.
Yeah, I am liking this.
So not only do you have the pilot shades to look cool, you also have the great Lightspeed headset to preserve what's left of your hearing.
Yeah, you just got to watch out. One good sneeze and one lens will pop up on you, then you don't look cool anymore.
Does anybody look cool sneezing, though?
I don't know.
Now, I noticed that your headsets, they're automatic noise reduction. So this is the latest in technology?
Right. Active noise reduction headsets have been on the market for a long time, and Lightspeed was one of the early people to start manufacturing those. We've been around for 15, 16 years and doing that. As technology improves, we continue to improve our headsets, and so through the generations, they continue to get better and better. The things that we focus on are quiet, which is what the active noise reduction does, comfort, and we talked a little bit about our ear seals, and that it helps the comfort. And then also clarity. We work a lot on our microphones and on the technology and helping the pilot's voice sound better, and also the clarity of the audio. And then the thing that actually, the newest technology that's going on in aviation right now, I'm sure you guys have talked a lot about this week, is everybody's flying with iPads and iPhones now. And so we have taken the next step and are integrating the iPad into now the pilot's communication experience. And here at Oshkosh, we are introducing something that we call Flight Link, which is a free downloadable app that works with our Zulu Point 2 headsets and turns your iPad or your iPhone into a cockpit voice recorder.
Wow.
That's intense.
Now, are you using a Bluetooth connection between the headset and the iPad?
Actually, for the app, we're using a wired connection. So okay. On our battery boxes, we have an auxiliary port where you can plug in a device. And so to use the app, you plug in your iPad or your iPhone. We also do have Bluetooth connectivity as well. And so while you've got the app running or your iPad running, the Bluetooth channel is still open. So you can still use your other device and use the Bluetooth functionality.
How is that being received? I mean, I'm sure you've gotten some pilots that say, I don't want to be recorded.
You know, there's a couple that are like that, but for the most part, the vast majority of people instantly see the value in for two scenarios in particular, and now I'm learning of a lot of others. When we came up with it, our idea was that it's great for instant playback. You have the immediate 2 minutes of your recording, of your communications on your intercom available to you for instant playback, and you can grab it at any point. So the last 2 seconds, 10 seconds, a minute ago, you can grab and listen to that instantly. So if you just missed a frequency or a transponder code, you've got that available immediately. It also is recording the whole flight. So at the end of a flight, you can that'll go off into your archive, and you can offload that and listen to them in QuickTime. And that is an awesome training tool because, as you know, when you're learning and you're busy up there, you don't always necessarily hear everything your instructor's saying and that kind of thing. But other people, as we're talking to folks this week, you know, it's a great way to practice your pilot voice.
Yes, your pilot voice and correct radio etiquette.
Exactly, and that too. So people are just finding a lot of uses for it and finding it that it's a great utility, a great practical thing. It works in the background if you're using some kind of navigation software program. It'll record in the background. You can easily toggle back and forth, so it's not interfering with something else you might be doing as well.
Wow.
Does this work on the intercom side or the radio side, or does it work on both?
It's picking up everything on the intercom. So it'll everything that's in your cabin, the people that are on the intercom in the cabin, as well as all of your ATC traffic, CTAF traffic, any of
so
that kind of stuff.
So it essentially gets everything.
Yes.
Big brother.
The thing I would say is don't say anything you don't want to have to explain.
Exactly. Big brother is indeed listening.
Yeah, but this is a do-it-yourself project.
And you can instantly delete files as well.
There it is.
You better be careful. The FAA finds out they're going to start requiring that you submit those.
That could actually, in reality, you did cover a point that I was thinking of, because a lot of the ANR sets now are coming out with a playback function for the last 2 minutes, because what that does is it frees up the radio traffic so that somebody else can get their clearance and everything. I think it's a cool idea. But I also saw something in there that I thought was a really cool idea, and that is you have a trade-up program. How does that work?
Thank you for asking about that, too. Yeah, we sure do, and that's something that Lightspeed started, I think, in the year 2000. We've been doing that for a long time, and how it works is that a customer with a headset on the schedule, and the schedule's available on our website, lightspeedaviation.com, can get a value for their existing headset and trade that up for either one of our models, Sierra or our Zulu Point 2s. What's really the motivation behind that is that because Lightspeed, again, really puts an emphasis on innovation, we are constantly coming up with new technologies, and we probably introduce products at a faster rate than others might. And so because of that, we want to give our customers, our pilots, a sense of confidence in their investment so that when they step up and buy a $900 headset, that they're going to get good value out of that. And so when the next thing comes out, whatever and whenever that is, that they're going to get a pretty good chunk of their value back if they decide to move to the next technology with us. And so typically they'll get anywhere from 40 to 80% of their original purchase price back when they take advantage of the trade-up program.
Now, you'll trade even your own headsets.
Right. We take back Lightspeed headsets, you know, that people have had through the years, and we've have a lot of customers.
Some 30-year-old telexes, but anyway.
Yeah, really.
We do take back some competitive headsets, too, so either will work, and we like to just get people into the Lightspeed family.
Well, here's a question for you. If I am, say I'm in the market for an ANR headset, and there's a bunch of them out there to choose from, what makes Lightspeed different than anybody else?
Well, that's a good question, too. And in terms of the premium ANR headsets, you know, other companies build a good product, too. And so to some extent, there's a personal preference issue. You want to listen to them, feel them on your own head, and pick one that feels real good. At the same time, we also like to talk about some of the things that differentiate Lightspeed as a brand and as a company and help customers make that part of their buying decision as well. And so we've talked about a couple of them here. You know, one of them is that we specialize in aviation, and so we really build products for pilots. Another one is our trade-up program, and which kind of provides that long-term return on investment for people. Another one of the things that's different about Lightspeed or one of our attributes is that we also fund something that we call the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation. And you guys might be aware of that. It's got started in 2010. And to date, in the first couple of years, we've donated over $250,000 worth of money and some product to a wide variety of charitable organizations. And the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation really has an emphasis on giving back to aviation. And so they're all aviation-related charities, either involving growth or awareness or compassion-type ministries in aviation. So each year, 20 finalists are selected, and then pilots get to vote. That's the other fun thing about the Aviation Foundation. At Lightspeed Aviation Foundation is that the pilots choose who gets the money. So I would encourage anybody who's listening right now to go to lightspeedaviationfoundation.org and cast their vote for the charity of their choice, too, because it's a real neat way for them to have a say in what goes back.
Well, that's unusual.
That is very unusual, and that's very good, too. I like that.
Thank you.
Where can we find you here at Oshkosh?
At Oshkosh, we are in a tent right outside of Hangar B. It's 259er. And we've got a lot of happy, smiling faces in there. I'd be happy to give everybody a demo on their headsets, on FlightLink, answer any questions. And I know we may be getting close to time here, and I also would just like to make a shout-out to the veterans here today. I know this is a special day that veterans are recognized, and I had the privilege of being last night at the Gathering of Eagles dinner where they also did some nice tributes to veterans, and it's just a great reminder of how our military aviators have paved the way for us as aviators, but also, you know, just really protected the freedoms and made this such an awesome country that we live in. So I want to thank all the veterans that are here today very much for your service, and God bless America.
Very good.
I agree.
I agree.